This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Friday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station, to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the Internet and the satellite. Now, a special shout-out goes out to our active-duty military, veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, too, to keep us free and safe. To everybody that's out there working on the third watch right now, thanks for keeping America rolling along, and especially America's truckers. Now, follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch. We're also on MeWe and Gab the same way. We're on Parler, at the Captain's America. We're on Twitter, at Captain's America. And don't forget, you can check out our website, the Captain's America Third Watch.com. Well, joining us right now from UndergroundUSA.com, we have the man, the myth, the legend. It's none other than Frank Salvato.
Good morning, Mr. Kemp.
Yes.
And all my fans, obviously.
Yes. That's the construction crew and all the maids and the janitors and the cooks that are coming to the hotel next door. They stand outside the window and wait for your name to be announced. Yes, they do. All right. Are you ready? Are you ready to say the pledge?
Sure, you bet.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic which it stands, a nation under God, indivisible, with liberty, justice for all. And we emphasize the two words, under God, because our great country was formed on Judeo-Christian values. Well, Frank, I got to start with this Columbus stuff going on there and the officers shooting the girl with the knife, because we saw the neighbor's video come out yesterday, which absolutely positively shows everything from across the street. You can see what's going on. You can see the way the officer responded. You can see what he did was right and just. And I don't care, unless you're deaf, dumb, and blind and can't get it, too bad, so sad. The officer did the right thing and probably saved the life of the girl that was about to be stabbed with a great big butcher knife.
Oh, absolutely. There is no disputing this. And this just goes to show you that the initial response in everything that is about white police officers in the United States today is knee-jerk. Nobody is waiting to figure out what the facts are. Nobody. Right. Everybody is immediately judging exactly what they think it is, to the point where, you know, you've got like celebrities screaming the second they hear this that it had to be racism and he's racist and he needs to be fired. And, you know, who is it, LeBron James?
Well, don't get me started, because I will never watch another basketball game with LeBron James in it as long as I live.
Okay, first and foremost, and I know I'm biased, but I'm going to say it anyway. He wouldn't amount to a zit on Michael Jordan's butt.
That's right.
Okay, that's to begin with. But the arrogance of someone saying, and you're next, this is the arrogance of the entire movement that is anti-cop. You know, automatically, you're guilty, you need to be fired, you need to go to jail, you're a murderer, this, that, and the other. Oh, no, we just saw video that the guy was, it was not only a good shoot, he saved someone's life. If you're the father or the mother of the girl who was about to get stabbed, do you think this cop was a murderer?
No.
Do you think Do you think that this cop did something wrong, or are you thanking him for saving your child's life? It's time that, our society, and especially, and I know this is going to sound, I'm going to hear, there's some people on the left calling me a racist, but you know what? They called Lincoln a racist too, so I don't care. You know, you've got to stop judging knee-jerk. You've got to stop automatically believing you're right. Gather your facts.
Mm-hmm.
How many times over the years, Matt, has a story come out and I say, well, I've got to wait till all the facts come out?
Every time.
You know, when did that become passé? Understanding what the truth is, what the facts are.
Mm-hmm. By the way, let's not forget here that you've got Black Lives Matter, you've got LeBron James, you've got Antifa, you've got all these different groups out there. Oh, by the way, you've got the Reverend Al Sharpton,
yeah,
who yesterday was, and that private jet he's flying back and forth on. Oh, man, amazing. By the way, he stole those $5 million in taxes. If that was you or me, we'd be under the jail. But the thing of it is, Frank, is these people, and LeBron James, I'm sorry, he wants to call people racist. He better look at himself. He's the racist.
Well, you know, there's this false narrative that's been flying around ever since the left wanted to make race a dividing factor in this country, that minorities can't be racist. That's a ridiculous statement.
You bet.
It's absurd. If all you're doing is seeing and judging people by the color of their skin, then by definition you are a racist.
Mm-hmm.
And the progressives can try to change that definition as often as they like, but it's not going to change what honest people see as being racism. Racism is when you judge people based on the color of their skin. And this critical race theory movement, which is evil to the core, and it is a Marxist-based ideology, by the way. The CRT movement is so racist. It's saying that if you don't see skin color, that's what makes you a racist. That's the antithesis of what racism is, and they are puking all over Martin Luther King.
Mm-hmm.
If you believe in critical race theory, then you are puking on Martin Luther King, because his big lesson here was you judge someone on the content of their character, not the color of their skin.
Yep.
If you're not on board with that, then you are a racist.
Yep. Hold that thought, folks. I'm coming right back with more with Frank Silvato from the UndergroundUSA.com website. Check it out. By the way, good morning to you, George. George is saying that China's investing a lot of money in the NBA. Yes, they are, because they want the NBA over there in China. Well, see you, LeBron. Don't let the door hit you in the butt on the way out. I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Why shotgun? Why shotgun?
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission, and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away. At soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com, and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
92.
$5,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Tejibo Tea Club's original pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R-T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
This is Frank Salvato from Underground USA, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Matt Bruce, heard by over 2 million people coast to coast and around the world every night. Captain, let's do it.
We are going to do it right after I tell you about Moss Nissan, my pals up there in Newport Richey and beyond, because hardly a week goes by when I do not get a call from Sean at Moss Nissan asking me to meet one of my listeners that just bought a new Nissan. Now, it's amazing how they get customers from the Panhandle, South Georgia, all over Florida, Tampa Bay, up and down the Northeast, and oh yeah, let's not forget also the Midwest and all the way over in Phoenix, Arizona, because let me tell you something, they had a father drive the daughter's car from Phoenix, Arizona to Newport Richey to trade it in, get the car that she wanted, and then take it down to the University of Tampa where she was going to school. Unbelievable. Now, Moss Nissan just cannot be beat when it comes to price and customer service. It starts with Moss Care, which gives you many miles of carefree motoring, including free oil changes and tire rotation for the life of your vehicle. Now, you can't beat the selection at Moss. Over 800 new and pre-owned vehicles and all the colors and accessories you might be able to dream of and get. Clean trade-ins are also commanding a great resale price right now, so take advantage of that. And, oh, by the way, want to sell your car? Bring it to Moss, any one of the Moss dealerships, and let them appraise it, and they'll offer you right on the spot of a certain amount of money for your vehicle. And who knows, you might want to upgrade your ride there or just take the money and run. So, Moss Nissan, the exclusive home of the You Serve, You Save program, where active duty military, veterans, first responders, and church pastors all get a great deal on your vehicle. Remember, whatever it takes to be the best in the nation is Moss Nissan's motto. And don't forget to check out the all-new Nissan Rogue, the hottest SUV on the market. Now, Nissan locations are in Crystal River, Newport Richey, plus Nissan and Acura side-by-side on North Florida Avenue in Tampa. Check them out online, Moss, M-A-U-S, Nissan.com. That's Moss, M-A-U-S, Nissan.com. And don't forget to tell them the captain sent you, because when you do that, you just might save even more money. How about that? All right, Frank Salvato from the UndergroundUSA.com website's back with us. Good morning, sir.
Mr. Captain.
Before I get to the caller, we had a conversation over the air about the difference between Michael Jordan and LeBron James, and it was basically, I love the way you put it, it's absolutely true, so go ahead and say it again.
Well, when Jordan was playing with the Bulls, the NBA hit the height of its popularity among the people.
Yep.
And you never heard him mouthing off about politics.
Nope.
You never heard any of the stars mouthing off about politics. You have LeBron James, who's allegedly the biggest thing in basketball now, and it's down to a third of its popularity because he shoots his mouth off about politics. It's not brave what he's saying. It's stupid what he's saying. It's very bad business. It's racist. It's arrogant. And it proves his ignorance every time he opens his mouth. So if LeBron James wants to go to China, I'll trade him.
And by the way, our condolences go to Scottie Pippen. He lost his son this week.
Mm-hmm.
Scottie Pippen, Michael Jordan's roommate, class act as well.
Yeah.
And, both of them in the Hall of Fame. And really feel bad about that.
Absolutely. And our prayers are with him and the whole Pippen family. And, yeah, damn. Mm-hmm. Like Jordan said, when you think of Michael Jordan, you better think of Scottie Pippen.
You betcha. All right, we've got a call here and a question from one of our favorite question askers. Okay, Backgammon Bob, what's your question for Frank?
Yes, sir, Captain. About the, the police shootings and stuff. Seems like a police officer cannot shoot a black suspect without angering the riot squad, and they're all ready to go. And this is going to really, their psychology is such that anybody at all that gets shot, they're going to riot. And the second thing is, as far as China, I think we are totally disassociate ourselves with China. I mean, start making our products here. Anyway, that's it, Captain.
Okay, well, police, Frank, you and I bleed blue. We were firefighters. Mm-hmm. We were brothers of the badge. However, as firefighters, we and the police officers that we worked with had an extremely close relationship. We had their back. They had our back. And it was just that simple. And Blue Lives Matter on this program, we are all about supporting the police, the sheriff, the security officers, military police, don't care who you are. You're a brother of the badge. You're one of us. Go ahead, Frank.
Absolutely, and I'll jest a little bit. Just because they put their check in the wrong box doesn't make them bad people. Police officers do a thankless job every single day, and anybody who believes that a police officer straps on his gun every morning and says, I'm going to go out and shoot somebody, anybody who thinks that way is a moron.
Yep.
All police officers want to do is get through their shift without incident and go home to their family. There isn't a cop that I've met, and I've met a lot of them, so have you, that looks forward to going out and kicking somebody in the face. They just don't, that's not the way they think. It's not what they do. And every single time they step out of that squad car, they know they're taking their life into their hands. The sooner the antagonists on the left understand that, you know, we were saying this on Monday. I'd love for the sergeant to walk in with all the keys to the squad cars for his shift, throw it on the city council's table in Minneapolis, and say, "Take a shift."
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
See how easy it is. Take a shift. You want to judge my cops? Go ahead and take a shift.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I got a suggestion for him to start right now, and that's Paul Krugman. From the New York Times, because he has suggested that the Republicans have imagined the rioters who looted the cities. They're just make-believe mobs. Okay, let's load him in the back of one of the vehicles and take him to where they're rioting and put him on the line where they're throwing things back and forth. And let's see who is imagining a riot.
Let's look back at Paul Krugman's history a little bit. He came to notoriety for being the economist who didn't believe that Milton Friedman that his economics was smart. He believes that you can spend your way out of inflation and recessions. He believes that spending money and just printing it and flooding the market with money is wise. It's not. His economics is wrong. And, you know, everything that comes out of this guy's mouth since he came out with that theory has been wrong. If you read him for a month, you wonder why the guy ever got a job at any newspaper, local or national. He's not a very bright guy. When it comes to social issues, he's just blatantly a moron.
Yeah, you are so right. And we could go on about that for the next hour and a half, but... You know, I'm not going to.
You have to have some personal responsibility when you have the power of the pen at a level that Paul Krugman does. And increasingly, people on the radical left, when they reach that position, it's as if the prerequisite to get the position is irresponsibility. Go ahead and say whatever you want. It doesn't matter whether it's fact-based or not. As long as you can incite somebody's rage and sell a paper, then you've got a job. That's not what journalism's supposed to be. You know, by definition, journalism is chronicling events. If you're opining on that and you're an opinion columnist, it's about analyzing those events. It's not about framing them away that's the most sensationalistic so you can sell more papers. That's tabloid journalism. That's stuff of the Inquirer of 1971.
Yeah, okay. We've got a caller on the line. Let's go to it. Good morning, Mary, and what's your question for Frank?
Hi, good morning. Don't you have to look at who owns all these things like the New York Times, Time Magazine? Don't you have to actually go up to see the corporations and the people that own these organizations? Because they're kind of directing the narrative also. Thank you.
Okay, well, yeah.
Absolutely. When the major corporations, I mean, they went after Rupert Murdoch and News Corp like you couldn't believe when they were trying to kill Fox News.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, so the left understands that they have to do that. I mean, look at the pressure they've been putting on Coca-Cola and Delta and everybody else to come out against the law. They know to go to the CEOs and threaten them. They've been doing it since the 60s.
Mm-hmm.
You know, look at Commonwealth Edison in Chicago. They threatened them all the time. They started a whole nonprofit organization called the Citizens Utility Board to look at those people.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, the left understands that you go to the top and you threaten, you saber rattle, and the right sits there and goes, well, you know, Paul Krugman's an idiot. I'm guilty of it too. But she's absolutely right. You have to look at the people who are paying these people and place blame, equal blame at their feet too.
Yeah, and the other thing is when you look at all of this, just compile the facts, put them together, and whoever the owners are, some of these big companies, by the way, don't forget Coca-Cola and their buddies, they're suffering right now because the sales, Coca-Cola sales, point of purchase sales are down 37% according to an article from yesterday.
Good. Good.
Yeah, tell me about it. All right. Hold that thought, Frank. Frank's going to stick around for another segment, folks, and we'll be right back with more with Frank Silvato from the UndergroundUSA.com website. Don't go nowhere, no how. I'll be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
President Biden's climate summit featured more than 40 heads of state and other world and business leaders on Thursday.
The health of communities throughout the world depends on it. The well-being of our workers depends on it. the strength of our economies depends on it. The countries that take decisive action now to create the industries of the future will be the ones that reap the economic benefits of the clean energy boom that's coming.
The goal of the summit is to spur more ambitious emissions reductions through non-binding commitments. The House of Representatives voted 216 to 208 on Thursday to pass a bill that would grant statehood to Washington, D.C. It's the second year in a row that Democrats-controlled House had voted to recognize D.C. as the 51st state. The bill now heads to the Senate, where it faces minimal chance of reaching the 60 votes necessary to send a law. We are USA Radio News.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
Join me, George Norrie, for the Worldwide Contact in the Desert Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to June 28th. Contact in the Desert is an epic weekend of adventure jam-packed with exciting explorations into UFOs, ancient civilizations, AI, crop circles, forbidden archaeology, disclosure, and the newest evidence of ongoing contact, sightings, and leading-edge science. This amazing weekend delivers more than 130 presentations and special events showcasing 67 speakers from all over the world, with 2 extra weeks to view your favorite leading experts, including Avi Loeb with Clyde Lewis, Linda Moulton Howe, Paul Hellyer, John Lear, Russell Targ, David Childress, Doc Wallach, and more. With breaking articles in the New York Times and acknowledged naval sightings, and more importantly, the new release of classified documents on the day of the soft opening of Contact in the Desert, we are your source for inside information. Join us June 25th at contactinthedesert.com to get your tickets today. Make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Now, coming up on Saturday, tomorrow, I'll be over at Brooksville, or up at Brooksville, I should say, at the Two Guys Gun Shows at the Hernando County Fairgrounds. They'll be there Saturday and Sunday. I'll be there Saturday from 9 to about 2. Now, the Two Guys Gun Shows, of course, you probably know them because of the fact that they have a large selection of knives there, too, as well as tactical equipment. And they've always got private collections there. And there'll be some other things there, too. There's a gentleman that has bows and arrows there. I've seen fishing poles there. I've seen camping equipment, various military surplus items being sold there, plus a lot of different apparel and whatnot that you can get. It's all family-friendly, family-oriented, too. So, if you want to take the concealed carry class, I'd strongly suggest that you go online and sign up for it and get on it or give them a call. The website to go to is twoguysshows.com. That's the number 2, twoguysshows.com. Or give them a call at 727-776-3442. Sign up for the concealed carry class if that's what you want to do, because Saturday it'll be at 2, Sunday it'll be at 1, and you don't want to be disappointed by not being able to get in the class, if that's what you want to do, and get your concealed carry permit. Okay, back to Frank Silvato, undergroundusa.com. Good morning, sir.
Mr. Captain.
I want you to hear something that's strange but true about the White House offering a new tax credit to help spur vacations. And you and I were just talking about this off air, but we'll let the public hear about it right now.
perspective.
The president says the U.S. has reached 200 million coronavirus vaccine shots in under his first 100 days. In an effort to get millions more shots in the arms of Americans, he's offering businesses a tax incentive to give employees paid leave to get vaccinated.
No working American should lose a single dollar from their paycheck because they chose to fulfill their patriotic duty of getting vaccinated.
The announcement comes as the pace of inoculation in the country has slowed slightly. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Now, the reason you and I got involved in this and started talking back and forth was they want to give them how many days paid leave?
10.
Wow.
10. That's 2 weeks.
Wow.
That's another vacation. And this is... He's acting as if the vaccine isn't available on Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
You know, over the weekends. You can get it at a Publix in Florida. You can get it at Walgreens and CVS. You know, they're having extended hours to do this. This is the same mentality that says you need a month before an election to vote. You know, there should be no tax credit for getting vaccinated. If you want to get vaccinated, go get vaccinated.
Mm-hmm.
You know, as a matter of fact, your employer, if he really wants to push vaccinations, could authorize a sick day for it.
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead and get vaccinated. You're covered. You've got sick leave coming. But there's no reason the federal government should say, if your employer needs to give you 10 days paid vacation so that you can go get vaccinated. This is the overreach of the federal government with your tax dollar that we should all just be mad as hell about. The government doesn't make money. They extract money and then pretend it's theirs. These are our tax dollars. The $1.9 trillion, which has now ballooned into $2.3 trillion,
mm-hmm.
that is supposed to be for infrastructure, which I guess now includes daycare and I don't know, everybody gets free bubble gum and everything else. That's our tax dollar that this spendthrift is talking about spending.
Yep.
And Nancy Pelosi's walking around like she's doing you a favor by doing this. Everybody, it's our money. It's our tax dollars. They don't make money. The federal government doesn't do anything that produces income except for tax.
Mm-hmm.
So it's time to get pissed off about this.
Yeah. Well,
you know,
if that doesn't...
I saw Lindsey Graham finally had something to say that was worth listening to the other day when he said, you know, the Republicans, if they go after him on the filibuster, they should just not, they should walk out so that they can't have a quorum to do business. How about you not let them have the quorum for everything they want to do? The Senate Republicans, because you have to have 51 senators on the floor to do any business, and Kamala Harris doesn't count when you're looking for a quorum. If all the Republican senators would just leave, it shuts the Senate and everything stops.
Yeah.
So if this radical agenda is going to be pushed that's transforming the United States into a broke socialist nation like Venezuela, if they insist on doing this, then every Republican senator should say, adios, see you next year, and go home.
Mm-hmm.
So all of this stops.
Mm-hmm. All right, let's take another question from a caller. Good morning, Mel in Saratoga Springs. What's your question for Frank?
Well, the question for Frank will be the second question. Well, second thing that I haven't said. As far as LeBron James, he's got a brain as far as about the size of a pea rolling around with a fox.
All right, we all agree with that. We all agree with that. Now get to the question.
Well, back to this vaccine. The vaccine, does this not seem to be somewhat nefarious where this government is pushing something that has a 99.6% cure rate when they take the hydroxychloroquine, vitamin C, zinc, sunlight, vitamin D3, and just shove that underneath the rug? There's something about this vaccine that I don't trust. This, you know, with you have Fauci, you got Gates. Gates is a pronounced eugenicist. He wants to reduce the world population by 10 to 15%.
Yeah.
What? He's got money. He's behind this. He's got money involved here.
We'll answer the question now. Okay, thank you. All right, well, I don't know. Gates has obviously got a vested interest in it. I believe Fauci's got money in it and all that sort of stuff. But the thing of it is here's where they're going with all this, and people keep to forget this. Remember the vaccine passport?
Absolutely.
That's where they're going.
Yeah, this is follow the money on this one. Follow the money and follow the oppression. Whenever progressives are pushing something this hard, you need to follow those two things. The money, there are people getting rich off this that never should have been getting rich off this. You've got antibody serums out there. Regeneron has one, and that was something that was given to President Trump when he got it.
Yep.
And he was over in 3 days. That's helping your antibodies. And that's what kills off the infection or your antibodies.
Yep.
They're jacking with you at the cellular structure and with these vaccinations. I'm worried about, I'm not getting vaccinated. I don't care what they have to say. You know, I'll take the antibody serums, but I'm not taking any of these vaccines because they're still only approved on an emergency basis. They haven't been through the FDA trials.
And you'll drive to where you need to go rather than get on a plane.
Yeah, I have no problem. I have no problem with that. I've got a problem with not being able to get on a plane because I think it's stupid. But yeah, if I need to go someplace, I guess I'll drive or take a train.
Yeah, but But I get it. That's what they're doing. That's exactly what they're doing.
Yeah. And the vaccine passports. This is all about movement. This is about knowing more about you. This is just as invasive as Google or Microsoft or anybody data mining you for information on what you look at, listen to, and read.
Gee, like the post office?
Yes, and that's a story that everybody needs to. I mean, this is unbelievable. I didn't know that the United States Post Office had a clandestine service, Matt.
I did. They've got a law enforcement wing.
Law enforcement and clandestine services are two blatantly different things.
I know, but that's what they're doing. They're using that through the DHS.
You know, this is an end around because the CIA is not supposed to work on our soil and the NSA is supposed to jump through hoops to go through the FISA court.
Yeah.
I want to know who authorized this clandestine spying and mining of data by the United States Postal Service on the American public. I want to know who authorized that. And we should all be spitting mad about that. You know, the post office should be delivering mail, not spying on what you're looking at on social media. And in case people haven't heard the story yet, the United States Postal Service it's called ICOP. Going on the internet and they're mining. They're monitoring conversations on social media and reporting "quote unquote" inflammatory statements to government agencies. That's what your post office is doing besides delivering the mail.
Yeah, the United States Postal Inspectors.
This is outrageous, and they hid it from the public. This was something that Yahoo News got a hold of a briefing that they sent that was put out as a bulletin about March 20th, about an event on March 20th. Mm-hmm. Otherwise, nobody would know about this. Nobody would know the post office inspector general spying on your internet social media.
Correct.
What does that have to do with the post office?
Yep. Absolutely correct. Well, Frank, here comes the music. We could talk about this for the next 10 hours. You and I both know it. But I'm sure we might still be talking about it on Monday because we just let the cat out of the bag. And I'll bet you right now there won't be one single mainstream news media outlet that will even talk about it.
Well, you got to change that.
All right. Thanks, Frank.
Stay low, my friend.
All right. That's Frank Silvato. And I'm telling you, we get it again. You know, you never know. You never know. You save the best for last. Be right back.
This is the Captain's America, Third Watch.
If there's a sudden disaster and you can't get to the grocery store or they're all out of food, what would you do? You'll wish you had emergency food to get you through the crisis. And that's why we're here. We're MyPatriotSupply.com, America's leading source of emergency food. Our food lasts for up to 25 years, and millions of families trust us for their disaster survival. Won't you join us? Unlike other food companies, we don't skimp on calories. Our meals give you more than 2,000 calories per day. Why? Because that's what you need to survive any challenging crisis. And right now, you can save $200 on our popular 3-month emergency food kit. Just go to MyPatriotSupply.com and place your order. We ship fast. 2 to 3 days max, and your food arrives discreetly right to your door. So order today and save $200 at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time on this station. More common sense, conservative talk.
Thank you very much, announcer lady. This portion of the program brought to you by our friends at Dominic's Blinds and Decor down there in the lovely Sarasota. They're located at 4540 Clark Road at McIntosh, just across the railroad tracks on the south side of Clark Road. And remember, all their blind shades and shutters are made in the U.S. of A. They are a Hunter Douglas dealer, too. And unlike the big box stores, Dominic's will always offer installation on-site cleaning, parts, and repairs. Now, stop by and see Jill and the gang in the store. And don't forget, you can give them a call at 941-922-2345 to set up an appointment for service, too. Now, military and first responders, you get a discount on your purchase at Dominic's Blinds and Decor, 4540 Clark Road, Sarasota. Give them a call again, the number, 941-922-2345. That's 941-922-2345, Dominic's Blinds and Decor. And don't forget to tell them the captain sent you to save you a bunch of money. All right, the Sports Zone quarterback is with us, and that would be Patrick Hyland. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, Captain Matt Bruce. Lots going on in the sports world behind the scenes. And LeBron James thinking he's a politician, I guess, or what he has to say
let
matters.
Let me tell you what I just told you off air, and I'll tell it for the whole for all the people that are listening. The majority of the people that I've spoken to over the last several days with LeBron James running his mouth, they weren't happy with LeBron James anyway, because He thinks he's, you know, the best basketball player of all time, blah, 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 blah. Let me lay a little fact on everybody out there, and then you tell me who the best basketball player is. When did basketball have its biggest growth period? Under what superstar?
Well, it would be two, Captain. The biggest growth was probably Magic Johnson and Larry Bird. Then there was the second surge of Michael Jordan.
That's right, absolutely. But both times Michael Jordan was out involved in the middle of Magic Johnson, too. You can throw him in there for three guys. But under LeBron James, they have lost one-third of the people that sit in the stands. Of course, the pandemic's had something to do with that. But they've also lost one-third of the viewers on television. Hello. So way to go, LeBron. Keep running your mouth. You're going to lose more.
Well, that's it. People don't want to hear your opinion. They just want you to play your sport, okay? Now, you want to do that in the off-season or on your own time. Mm-hmm. That's your business, but be very careful because there's ramifications.
By the way, SpaceX folks just lifted off over Cape Canaveral, headed up to the space station with the new astronaut crew.
Yeah, we need to do more in that department, Captain. Hopefully we'll get back to that.
Okay, so let's talk about whatever you want to start with.
Well, you know, Tom Brady, isn't happy with the new NFL rule that anybody can wear whatever number they want. I don't agree with Tom Brady on this one. I do. I think it's silly when the defensive lineman is wearing the number 2 or 3 in college football, running backs wearing, you know, single-digit numbers. I think there's some semblance and some unity when you have the numbers fit your position. But that's my opinion. A lot of people disagree with him. I'm sure they disagree with me, too, then. But, this is one time where I do see the man's point. I'm glad they changed the rule back in the day. Quarterbacks 1 to 19. I thought it was kind of silly. Now we got wide receivers wearing 16 and 19, and now we're going to have everybody wearing whatever number. No, I liked it when they had the rule. That's my opinion. Some people will agree. Some people will disagree. His biggest point is I don't think it's going to make that big of a difference, but it was a little easier to pick players out with their numbers, and that's why he doesn't like it. I just don't like it from a standpoint. I think it looks silly, but that's, the NFL decided to do it. He should have spoke up beforehand. That's what he should have said. He said, but they're going to do this? Come on. Mm-hmm. A bunch of players should have said, this is silly, but they didn't. And they said, well, let's make everybody happy. That's what they want, and they're doing it in college. We're going to be curious to see what happens with the NCAA. With everything going on in this world, in that department, will the NCAA exist in the future? I have my doubts about that.
Let's go with Talladega and the baseball NASCAR race this weekend.
Oh yeah, man! Can't wait to watch that. Should be exciting, a lot of fun. I know the audience out there is going to really enjoy that. No, a lot of tradition and history there at that track. I think this one's going to be up for grabs, Captain. I could see a different guy winning, not your traditional names. So we'll see what happens this Sunday. The draft will be next Thursday, Captain. So next Friday, you and I'll be discussing the draft picks of the 32 teams in the National Football League. That'll be something fun to discuss. Hockey has decided that they're going to start. They're trying to shoot for the start of the 21-22 season on October 12th. Playoffs will be coming up for hockey here real soon. A lot of teams are getting hot. So I'm looking for a lot of excitement in NHL playoffs. And the finals, I think, are going to be fantastic this year. So that'll be great. Baseball is really starting to get in gear.
Yeah.
Yankees. Nobody would have predicted the Yankees having one of the worst records in Major League Baseball, even though it's still early. That's not the way you want to start out, for sure, Captain.
Well, I think Aaron Boone will be gone in another month if they don't start doing something.
Yeah, no, you're not kidding. There'll be a lot of changes up there unless they turn it around. They better be around 500, like you said, come June 1st, or it's not going to be looking good for that Mr. Boone. And I like him. I think he does a good job there. But right now they're just not hitting the ball.
And Oakland is on fire right now. What are they, went 11 in a row, 12?
Yeah. That's so funny. Ever since Moneyball, Captain, everybody's kind of looked at the A's, and it's kind of a neat story how they find ways to win. Very similar to the Tampa Bay Rays. Both organizations are very low on payroll, but they find ways to win games just with analytics. Sometimes that analytics, though, can bite you in the backside, and you overplay that and don't use your gut as a coach. So we'll see what happens in that department with Major League Baseball.
All right, well, we got about 30 seconds, so in 30 seconds, what do you want to mention?
Captain, just, everybody be safe and sound out there, and new stem cell patch is fantastic. You know, I know you play the commercials, so it's helped me and it's helped you. So everybody listen to that. I'm telling you, it can help you feel a lot better and rejuvenate you, especially if you're a truck driver or just been a weekend warrior athlete. You'll feel younger, and it's just great for your system. Captain, God bless you. Thanks for having me on, and I will see you soon. Thank you, sir.
All right, Patrick Crown, the Sports Zone quarterback, and his show, The Sports Zone, is on Sundays on my flagship station here from 11 to 12. All right, and here's more about the stem cell patch.
Hi, folks, it's the captain here. I want you to check out the stem cell activation patch that will do wonders. Give them a call, 727-776-4552. Better, safe, more energy, improved skin, and increased health with a money-back guarantee. You have nothing to lose and everything to gain. Call 727-776-4552 for the stem cell activation patch that will do wonders, and tell them the captain sent you. That's 727-776-4552.
Now, one of my neighbors yesterday bought one of those nice green riding lawnmowers from where, you say? Everglades Equipment Group. Now, he went over there to Largo, 114th Street right here. That's the closest dealer to where he could have gone to get it. But Everglades Equipment Group is located many dealerships all across the state. So wherever you see them, wherever they're at, keep in mind they have reliable equipment, fair prices, and extraordinary service. And my neighbor was telling me he got a tremendous deal on the riding mower that he got. And I believe him because he was out there, he mowed his lawn all day. He went over and mowed his neighbor's lawn. Then he says, oh, you want your lawn mowed? I said, sure, why not? So he mowed my lawn too. But then again, my lawnmower guy will be really upset when he comes around this weekend looking. But hey, too bad, so sad. That's Everglades Equipment Group, reliable equipment, fair prices, and extraordinary service. Check them out. You know, it's been a very busy week. The Chauvin verdict, all this other stuff that's been going on. LeBron James and that nonsense. Then the Ohio officer who, and believe me, nobody goes to work in the morning to shoot anybody. That's not what police officers do. And please don't come to me on this show when I support the police 199%. Blue Lives Matter on this show, ladies and gentlemen. And we will stand up for our police every time, all the time, period. End of story. That's the way it is. I've worked with the police for years, almost 30 years, as a matter of fact. I was in the fire department side. They were on the police side. They did things. We needed their help. We needed, when they needed our help, they had it. We didn't even ask. We didn't question each other. Next time you see a police officer, remember, one word, thank you. That's all they want to hear. Thank you. And I'll be back tonight with the weekend show. Lots more to talk about. That missile just went, that rocket just went up in the air, SpaceX. You should be able to see the contrail, something else. And I'll see y'all tonight. Have yourself a great day. Remember, it's all about America on this program. God bless America.
Schools are opening. So much opportunity to share not just memories of 2020, but germs. Worrying about your child bringing a cold or flu home is a thing of the past. Today, we have to be concerned about COVID. That's why you need to be sure your kids are protected in their school with the one-of-a-kind patented Safe Air Network equipment that continuously decontaminates not only air, but all surfaces. 99.9% decontamination in 3 minutes to begin with, and then continuously, so if any of the air or surfaces get recontaminated, no worries.
Safe Air Network is not only the only system that cleans air and surfaces. It's chemical-free and 100% safe to use in an occupied room. The equipment is plug and purify, the easiest equipment to use as soon as it is received. Contact Safe Air Network now at safeairnetwork.com. That's safeairnetwork.com.